안녕하십니까? 2016년 5월 고등학교 2학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 5월 고등학교 2학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You took one of Professor Park's classes last semester, didn't you?
Yeah, I took a chemistry class with him. Why?
I'm planning to take his class this semester. What did you think of the class?
(2번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jack, this is my photo album. Would you like to look at it?
Sure. Wow, there are a lot of photos in it.
Yes, I've put almost every picture into this album since I was a child.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
There has been an increasing number of cyclists around the city. Actually, I'm one of them. To keep up with this trend, our city has built bike lanes for cyclists. It should provide a safer pathway for cyclists. However, there is one problem that we didn't expect. It is that we fall short of parking spaces for bicycles in the downtown area. Cyclists are forced to occupy the parking spaces intended for cars. This definitely causes issues for both the car owners and cyclists. So, I demand that the city government build more parking spaces for cyclists in the downtown area. I think it'll set a good example for the city government to act to meet citizens' demands. Thank you for listening.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, what are you reading?
Hi, Thomas. I'm reading an article about the number of people who have accidents while walking and using their smartphones.
Yeah, some people use their smartphones even while crossing the road.
You're right. It's very dangerous.
Sometimes people don't notice cars approaching.
I saw some pedestrians who were using their smartphones jump out in front of approaching cars.
I think using smartphones while walking should be banned by law.
Well, that's a good idea, but I don't think it's desirable to control everything by law.
Then how can the problem be solved?
By continuous campaigns for correct usage of smartphones.
I see. I think you have a point.
I
think I'm full. Are you done?
Yes. Why don't we get some coffee on our way back to the office?
Okay, that's a good idea.
I'll order some now.
Thank you. By the way, did you see the new guy in our office this morning?
You mean the intern with glasses?
No, not that one. The tall guy who used to work for a publishing company.
The tall one you interviewed last Monday?
Yeah, he's very polite. I ask you to take good care of him as I did for you several years ago.
Yes, don't worry about it. I remember the guidance you gave me when I joined the company.
I'm sure that he'll be an excellent staff member like you.
Thank you for the compliment. What are you looking at, Suji?
I'm looking at a photo that my father took. My family went on vacation to the East Coast last summer.
There are two seagulls in the sky. They seem to get along well with each other.
Yes, the seabirds flew together for quite some time. How about the dolphin?
The dolphin is swimming after the boat. It looks cute.
Yes, it enjoyed following the boat.
Is this your mom lying on the beach chair with her sunglasses on?
Yes, she's lying under the beach umbrella.
Oh, you're building a sandcastle, aren't you?
Yes, I'm shoveling sand to make a sandcastle. And this is my brother Ted. There sure were a lot of starfish there at the seashore.
He's playing with a starfish with a cap on his head.
Yes, it was a really wonderful vacation for my family.
It sure looks like it.
Honey, I'm going to the supermarket to buy some food for Sunday's picnic. Do you need anything?
No, nothing special.
What should we get for the picnic? Do you have any suggestions?
I want something different this time.
So do I. I guess I'll have to look around the supermarket.
Okay, see you later, honey.
Oh, wait, Jack. You need to check our digital camera.
What's the problem with it?
A memory card failure message keeps coming up whenever I turn it on.
It sounds like the camera is broken or something.
I would like to take pictures of our sons. Will you go to the service center and ask them to fix it?
Don't worry, I'll take care of it.
Thank you, honey. Honey, today I looked at a house we can rent.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's in a small town 20 miles south of the downtown area.
That's a good location. How's the house itself?
Well, it has a nice living room, a dining room, and two large bedrooms.
Let's rent it.
Well, I don't want to rent it.
Is it because of the price?
No, it's not that expensive, but the garden is too small for our kids to play in.
That's too bad. Our sons need a large play area.
But I do love the modern kitchen. It has a new refrigerator and an electric stove. It also has a nice dishwasher.
Forget about it, honey. There will be another house that is right for us. What can I help you with, ma'am?
I'm looking for some ingredients for a salmon salad.
We always receive fresh salmon every morning. Here they are.
How much are they?
This large one is $30, and the small one is $20. Which one would you like?
I'll take this $20 one.
Okay, ma'am. What about lettuce and onion?
How much do they cost?
The lettuce is $2 a head, and the onion is $5 a pack.
I'll have a head of lettuce and a pack of onion.
Sure. Anything else?
That's all. I already have all the other ingredients at home. Here's my credit card.
Let me ring these up and bag them for you.
You remember our geography field trip, don't you?
Oh, I forgot what the date and time of the field trip is.
You forgot it again, Steve?
I'm sorry. When are we leaving for the field trip?
We're leaving next Tuesday, August 2nd. How about marking that on your desk calendar?
Okay, I will. We're supposed to gather at the school playground at 8:30 a.m., aren't we?
Right. The bus leaves at 9 a.m.
Okay. I won't be late that day. When will we return to school?
We'll return 3 days later on August 5th.
I see.
I've already posted all of the necessary information on our club website.
Thank you. Hello, I'm James Gibbs, the head of the senior choir. We are gathering members who will perform for the year. As you know, we are a choir for boys and girls. If you're interested, you can audition for the senior choir. On Wednesday, May 25th, we are holding the auditions. We are planning to select 10 members. For your information, the choir meets every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. We sing at various school events during the year. Mrs. Jones has been in charge of the choir, but she is quitting. Miss Jenkins will take charge this semester. We hope you apply for an audition. Thank you for listening.
Honey,
what are you looking at on the internet?
I'm searching for a new motorcycle helmet. Can you take a look at this list and give me any suggestions?
A helmet with goggles looks more convenient to wear than one with a face shield.
Yeah, that's what I thought. How about the shape?
Oh, the round oval shape looks very sturdy.
Yes, it does. But I don't like the design. I prefer the long oval one. It is more stylish.
That looks good too. If you like it, get it.
Okay. And what do you think of the color?
Your old one is brown, so how about a black one this time?
But it is $20 more expensive than the brown one.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. I will order the same color as my old one.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jennifer, did you decide on any essay topic for biology class?
Yes, I picked one yesterday. How about you?
Not yet. What is your topic?
It's biology in our daily lives.
That sounds interesting. Did you decide on the topic yourself?
No, the librarian, Mrs. Peck, helped me with it.
How did she help you?
She recommended a book, and I found the topic in the book.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know she liked to recommend books.
You know what? She's very knowledgeable in many fields. In addition, she's willing to help us anytime.
That's good news for me. Shall I go to see her too?
Hi, Neil. Have you finished the term paper?
Hi, Sue. You mean the one the history teacher assigned us?
That's right. I don't know what to do.
It is due May 25th. You have only 2 weeks to finish it.
I know, but I don't even know where to begin. How about you?
I haven't finished it yet either, but I got some rough ideas from the internet.
You got ideas from the internet?
Yes, you can find as much information as you want on the internet.
I think some information on the internet is not quite reliable.
You're right. Obviously, blogs and personal web pages aren't reliable.
Then where did you find the information you want? Kelly borrows a USB drive from Matthew to save some music that she downloaded from the internet. The USB drive has a lot of science data on it. Kelly is so busy with her homework that she puts it in one of the desk drawers. The next day, she takes the USB drive out of the drawer and plugs it into her personal computer's USB port. However, she deletes all the science data by mistake and is worried that Matthew will get angry. Nevertheless, Kelly calls Matthew and tells him about her mistake. Matthew says that he has all the science data on his hard disk drive and that she doesn't need to give it a second thought. In this situation, what would Kelly most likely say to Matthew?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hi, class. Throughout history, when people moved, they brought culture and technology with them. It was natural for people to trade goods and ideas with neighboring groups. As technology and governments developed, larger routes of trade became possible. Today, we'll learn about one historic trade route. A series of trade routes known as the Silk Road crisscrossed Eurasia, Asia, and the Middle East. It began in the first millennium before the Common Era. After Italian explorer Marco Polo returned from Asia with silk and jewels in 1295, Europeans began trading along the Silk Road as well. Along the Silk Road, people traded not only goods, but ideas as well. Many important scientific ideas and technologies migrated from Asia to Europe, including the magnetic compass, the printing press, and mathematics concepts. Musical instruments and ideas migrated between many regions of the Silk Road. Traders brought symbols from India to China and Europe. Early Persian reed instruments gave Europeans ideas that led to the invention of modern reed instruments such as the clarinet and oboe.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hi, class. Throughout history, when people moved, they brought culture and technology with them. It was natural for people to trade goods and ideas with neighboring groups. As technology and governments developed, larger routes of trade became possible. Today, we'll learn about one historic trade route. A series of trade routes known as the Silk Road crisscrossed Eurasia, Asia, and the Middle East. It began in the first millennium before the Common Era. After Italian explorer Marco Polo returned from Asia with silk and jewels in 1295, Europeans began trading along the Silk Road as well. Along the Silk Road, people traded not only goods, but ideas as well. Many important scientific ideas and technologies migrated from Asia to Europe, including the magnetic compass, the printing press, and mathematics concepts. Musical instruments and ideas migrated between many regions of the Silk Road. Traders brought symbols from India to China and Europe. Early Persian reed instruments gave Europeans ideas that led to the invention of modern reed instruments such as the clarinet and oboe.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.